Live from the historic Detroit Golf Club, home of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It's the Spin on Golf Show presented by Rocket Mortgage. With your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bullegian.
This is why we like sports. I'm sorry to be cheesy, but it's moments like this why we love the game of golf and we love sports. This is phenomenal. Dude, is just a great watch.
A guy tried to jump on Phil's back after he hit his whatever approach shot there on 18 to about 10 feet. I mean, it was crazy.
Look at that. There's no grandstand on 18 like, you know, on 18 like they had in previous years, but they let the people just go, and I think I lost control of them, but that was awesome. That was a cool scene right there.
And so, I mean, not to spoil it, but, I mean, Phil's going to two-putt and probably win by a couple shots here.
Absolutely.
So pretty amazing. Big-time history moment here. Pretty cool. Pretty cool, Sean.
Little club bro, Ben Cook from Michigan. Yeah. Pretty good for Ben
Five over total.
Four over total.
Folks, the best way to describe it to you, in case you haven't seen it yet, is fellas, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Phil went for it on 18, and the place went nuts. And as BC said, there are no grandstands. The golfers literally had to make their way through the gallery, as there wasn't even an attempt to keep people out of the way. It was – and. Phil put his arm up. You know, that's going to be the classic shot that I think that we see for some time to come. It has been a tremendous watch. And it's really funny. You know when something's big, and I'm sure for you guys, this isn't, you know, this isn't anything new. My phone has blown up from people going, please tell me you're watching the PGA right now. And that's pretty stinking cool.
I mean, I don't get excited about golf really this much, but this is pretty huge. This one I'll remember for a long time, like Nicklaus, like Watson.
Yeah, we talked about it just earlier.
Yeah, like Longer, you know, those guys.
Tiger winning in Tiger, 19 yeah, was mean, iconic comeback.
This is
a big one. This is probably a top five moment in golf, I believe.
I'll pour this in. The people are just
he might not make it to the clubhouse.
No, it'll be so awesome. Be on the
green. Phil here's got about, I believe this is live, but I mean, we're looking at about 13 feet, and it's on its way.
I don't want to give anything away, fellas. I'll just leave it at that. I'm a couple minutes ahead of you. I'll just leave it.
Okay. He finished it. Okay. Wow. There it is.
I'm with you. I think in the sporting world, fellas, and this goes for any sport, and, you know, obviously your specialty is golf. We are prone to make overstatements, and I can't stand overstatements, but this is one of the coolest things I've seen in golf ever, and I have no problem saying that. What a beautiful scene this was.
Perfect game. Yep. Perfect game, basically. Yep. I think that's what he just pulled off. Pretty amazing what he just did.
His sixth major. Now we can say he is indeed the oldest to win a major, his 45th tour victory. And, you know, BC, we were talking about this in the tail end of Sports Wrap about how guys started to take care of themselves and they're extending their career. Look no further than Phil Mickelson, because gone are the hefty jokes and all of that. This is a guy that took care of himself and 4 days older than me gets it done at the age of 50. Awesome.
I mean,
that's a great comparison, Sean.
I think you look better, but look at the scene of these people, and he's breaking through, getting to the scoreboard, but there's Ricky giving him a hug. How about Ricky's exemption now?
Ricky top and
five.
Phil.
Yeah, top five. Well, Ricky.
Both the guys that got the free nod. Finished as a I'm sorry.
Right, Phil had the U.S. Open, which you probably won't use anymore. But getting back to your point, which is, the Tiger era will go down in golf lore as the fitness era and the athletic training era that changed the game forever. Now, you know, as we know, DeChambeau did something over and above that. But, you know, what Phil's been able to do with his body, with his arthritis, and with some of his ailments – I mean, nothing short of absolutely remarkable. It'd be like Will Chamberlain coming back and playing basketball right now.
They put it up there, right? Longest driver this week, right, yeah. John?
What, 16 to 346 or something? Or 360
longest driver this week.
Wow.
At 1,000 years old.
Absolutely incredible. Awesome. The iconic pictures, you know, you're probably watching it as we are right now, dashing across the scene, you know, moments that we're going to remember. Guys, I've told you, and Jordan, you made reference to this. I remember sitting in my house in Livonia watching 46-year-old Jack Nicklaus finish on that magical Sunday afternoon and thinking to myself, 46 years old, that's like my grandpa, right? I mean, this is phenomenal what he just did. It's what a story.
It'll be interesting to see how this will pan out over the next 2 weeks or even 2 months. I mean, you know, whether you like Phil or like Tiger, because they were kind of going at it for a while, it's great to see, you know, Phil come back and win, just like Tiger came back and won in a different way, two totally different ways. One guy was off the charts for a while, but Phil was always tinkering and changing up and still combat, you know, still competing and making adjustments, whether it was with the body or his swing or clubs. But this will be a huge, huge moment. It'll be really cool to hear everybody talk about it and analyze it. And all the players, just I'm sure just their reaction are all in his favor here. I mean, it's going to be awesome.
I'm still in shock. I mean, not in shock, but I'm just it's incredible that he could – we know how tough the place is. And for him to survive this physically, I mean, it's physically brutal, mentally brutal. You know how many bogeys you're going to make.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a couple hooks yesterday in the water and six on whatever on
13.
But then today, you know, he actually drove the ball really, really well.
Yeah.
I mean, he drove the ball this week really, really, really well.
It's crazy. It's pretty impressive.
And everyone's like, oh, he can't play there because he can't hit it straight enough. Well, he hit it straight enough this week, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. So, BC, are you going to start drinking coffee like Phil?
I drink a lot of coffee, as you can tell. I drink a lot of coffee. And, you know, when I teach, unfortunately, I got a path worn from my bay down in the bathroom because I'm running back and forth like 14 times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I'm drinking coffee, yeah. I think for every major now, I'm going to get a StreamYard at my house and listen to you three. Can I put you on payroll? Because it's fascinating listening to you guys. Point blank, you see the game differently than the rest of us. I think that's why we put you on the radio. And it's been fascinating to listen to your commentary for the last 10 minutes as we all, again, not an overstatement. And we just watched incredible history. That was great theater this afternoon. And I hope each and every one of you got a chance to watch it with us as it happened.
Harry Higgs, speaking of Mr. Physique.
Yeah, Harry Higgs.
Finished in the top 10.
Yeah. Okay,
so he's not your typical
reality show.
Yep, exactly. He is a reality show. So there's your exception to the rule.
Well, where do we go from here? We're going to head to Canada, talk to Jason Hellman, PGA and LPGA Tour coach, director of Wine Dance Golf Club in Oxbridge, Ontario. We're going to get his take on this and what's going on with golf in Canada as well. Gang's all here. Mike Fay, BC, Jordan Young, down at the Detroit Golf Club. I'm Sean Bellegian. So glad you could join us on what has turned out to be a historic night. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Phil Mickelson, at the age of 50, gets it done in the PGA Championship. More of Spin on Golf next, 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Spin on Golf Show, presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Now back to your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bellegian.
Well, so glad you can join us here. Spin on Golf on a magical night. There's no other way to say that. Phil Mickelson wins his sixth major, his 45th tour victory. And by the way, he's the oldest to win a major. Just a great story. We would be remiss if we didn't ask our guests his take on that incredible theater that we all just watched. Jason Hellman, the PGA and LPGA Tour coach, director of instruction at Windance Golf Club in Oxbridge, Ontario, kindly joins us to tell us what's going on in Ontario. But first, Jason, I think like the rest of us, we're all still just sitting there shaking our heads at what we just witnessed. What a great sports story. Not just a golf story, just a great sports story.
Well, as a fellow lefty, of course, it's a great story.
We haven't even had a lefty mentioned yet in 15 minutes.
They were just chanting lefty on TV. Lefty, lefty.
Absolutely. Mike's going to give us a quick wrap before we get to Jace here on the LPGA, and then we'll get roll right into that.
Yes, Pure Silk Championship at Kings Mill. We had, let's see here, Wee Ling Su just finished, actually, 13 under par. 66, 72, 65, 68 to win by two shots over Mo
Jatanagar.
There you go. Thank you.
Can't spell it, but I can say it. Yeah, Jatanagar.
I love it. You know, we had a sighting, though. Lizette South, she has not been up there. She's got top five.
Nice.
Oh, very nice.
Always good.
I like that. Awesome championship at Kings Mill.
It's good stuff.
Yep, we used to play the Anheuser-Busch, right?
For the Yep. Great place. Good friend Chris George is over there.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Next week on the Senior Tour,
Champions Tour.
The Champions Tour. Yes.
KitchenAid. Yes. KitchenAid.
The golf cart tour.
Yes, the golf cart tour.
That's right. I love golf carts.
Yes, for us
anyway,
old guys.
Yeah, that Tulsa, Oklahoma, it's brutal. I mean, look for high scores there again.
Oh, geez.
Tulsa, it's brutal.
It's probably going to be hot, too, I bet.
It's going to be warm. Mm-hmm. Poor guys.
Yeah. It is a summer sport.
Jason, what is going on in Ontario? You're open, you're not open, you're open, you're not open. Obviously, COVID has had the effect on everybody, but I think a lot of people in the golf world and the sports world have been looking at what's going on Ontario. What's the latest, I guess, as you know it, because it seems to be changing, huh?
Well, apparently Ontario is its own planet. So we do everything like different than everybody else. We've just reopened golf to play golf and outdoor activities as of Saturday midnight. Yesterday, golf opened. They announced it on Thursday. So you had basically one day to sort of prepare everything, get your staff and in line and all that kind of stuff. Some courses are allowing teaching. Some are not allowing teaching. Some allow you to do playing lessons only and no one-on-one instruction. It's just kind of all over the map. Everyone's just sort of doing their own thing, I guess. But it's a bit crazy. And everybody's, you know, sort of had enough of COVID, and they've got this sort of three-phase plan that they're laying out. And essentially what they did was correct their mistake of locking us down outdoors and then sort of sneakily locked us down for another 2 weeks until June 14th. So
wow,
we're still food and pharmacy only in stores. So we can't go buy a vacuum, can't go do anything like that. So it's all a bit crazy. They still have a stay-at-home order, essentially, till the 14th.
BC, is it possible to nominate the province of Ontario as the punk of the week for two consecutive weeks?
Definitely.
I have no problem doing that. I just like, okay, we have government bailouts here. What is going on over there with these companies? I mean, how do you stay in business? You're done.
Yeah, right? Well, a lot of them aren't. They're going out. And there's subsidies and stuff from the government, it's not near, of course, not as much as you would make in business. Definitely, you know, especially with coaching, I can speak to that. So,
well, certainly we all hope that things open up there quicker and sooner than later and you get back to coaching and earn a living and, you know, having some fun on the golf course. You know, what's your take on today? And Phil, I mean, I'm sure you're a big fan, but what is your take on this? This is pretty serious stuff.
It is very serious stuff. He's the oldest winner in history, right? So,
yep.
And he just happens to be a lefty, which is great. So that's good for us. Excuse me. But he just sort of plotted his way around, did pretty good, took his bogeys and took his lumps where he needed to, and you know, didn't try any hero shots. He's doing this new meditation thing, which looks interesting, similar to Jason Day. He does kind of the same thing in behind the golf ball. Seemed to work pretty well for him. So he was pretty calm all the way through that back nine, even though he, you know, hit a couple of wayward shots and got a bad bounce and roll out on 13 there into the water. But, you know, the next drop.
You know, you did. you did see him back off a bunch of shots this week, and he looked like he was in his space trying to get into that that hot spot or that zone spot, and then he would kind of back off and restart, and then you could tell he got there quickly and then pulled the trigger and usually hit a really good shot. I thought the shot that he hit yesterday on 13, the 6-iron, after he whipped it into the water and hit a second tee shot, those back-to-back 6-irons on 13 and 14, one was like a 4-yard draw to a back left pin, and the other one was a 8-yard cut to a back left pin on 14. I mean, those two shots told me right there he had full control of his game.
Yeah, biggest shot I saw today was on 6.
That was a big one.
Yes, when he holds it onto the bunker off the downslope, right, BC?
Hey, Jason, what lefties aren't good bunker players? Come on now.
Not many of us. We're all pretty good bunker players. I guess the most impressive thing was that, you know, to your point, Jordan, was that I wrote a little article on the back of my sort of, you know, marketing flyer that goes out to the membership. And it's be able to press the reset button. And, you know, for listeners, that's one thing that's very important for golfers to do. Most people don't do it. They just go ahead and pull the trigger, even if they have a bad feeling. And that's not a good place to play from. Most of the time it's, you know, poor outcomes happen and things are blamed on execution when really it's sort of a bad decision. You know, if guys or and then golfers can just make a better decision in pressing the reset button, then I think their scores will improve quite a bit.
Mr. Ian Doig is calling me now on the phone, of all people. Now, I don't know if he's listening to the show or if he's calling me for a favor.
We're playing Tuesday at the Senior Open Qualifier.
He probably wants a caddy or something.
Yeah, he goes, SBCP.
He calls me every year to get him a caddy or something. Or just, I don't know.
Norwood?
I don't know.
I could scratch one off. Maybe I'll caddy for him. He's got a better chance.
I'll have to text him later on.
Jason Hellman kindly joining us here on Spin and Golf. Jason, we were talking about this. It's strange. I think in sports anywhere in the golf community, it seemed like everybody was rooting for Phil today. I mean, obviously you saw the crazy scene down there in South Carolina, and what a great story. It's not that long ago that people were, you know, taking shots at his weight and the whole hefty thing and all of that. I mean, put that into context from your perspective, because this is, you know, this is a situation now. Guys are taking better care of themselves now. Is this going to be the norm now? I don't want to say a guy that's 50 is going to win every week, but maybe in a couple of years we're not going to be surprised at some of these guys that have been hanging around for a while winning more than once every 30-some-odd years.
Well, I mean, if we go back maybe, 10 to 15 years, the fitness, you know, sort of revolution came to the tour, and people took, you know, they're all these young guys are super fit. You know, you got the tall, lanky guys, and Phil back then wasn't tall and lanky for sure. Taking care of himself for sure. You know, he had some health issues. So I guess he's addressed those, and you know, he's in good shape. He was in good shape a long time ago. You know, he's always talking about his calves and hitting bombs. Maybe you're going to see some, maybe that record will be broken down the road, you know, with all the young guys that are playing right now, you know, we'll have to see.
I mean, if there was ever another tournament, a major that Phil was going to win, I would have thought the Masters all day long. I would have never thought, you know, on this golf course or any US Open golf course, but cool. You saw Ben Cook, right?
Yep. Yep.
Ben Cook on TV raising the low amateur, was that a trophy, was it?
Yep, low club professional.
Low
club professional and the Michigan PGA member.
Low amateur, sorry, wrong.
Low event. Amateur.
Like, low club professional. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, Michigan PGA section.
It's going to win about 35,000, 40,000.
Yep,
it's a nice,
well-deserving.
It's a nice week of teaching.
I've been told Ben for a couple of years, there's not a whole lot of teaching in your future.
That's yeah, he saying. Doesn't need to be teaching.
No.
He needs to be playing golf.
Really, really good at what he does.
Yeah. Awesome to see him yesterday.
Our guest, Jason Hellman, LPGA Tour Coach, Director of Instruction at Windance Golf Club in Ontario. Jason, we wish you all the best. And something that you said really struck a chord with me. Unfortunately, we know all too well about people in power trying to making up for their mistakes during this era. And we wish you all the best. Keep in touch. Let us know what's going on. And certainly, if there's anything we can do, we'd love to help you guys out.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Jason?
Yeah.
One more thing. Leafs or Habs?
Leafs.
Thank you.
There you go.
Jeez, you yeah.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Jason Hellman kindly joining us here on Spin on Golf. Nate Lashley, perfect timing. Of course, got his name out there in a big way a couple of years ago, and he's going to be back. And I really intrigued to hear his thoughts on what transpired today down in South Carolina. He'll join us next here, Spin on Golf on 760 WJR.
Back for another round, it's the Spin on Golf Show, presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Once again, your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bolijan.
Well, a great story today in the golfing world again. And look, and I don't know how else to say it, but Phil Mickelson got it done. Age 50, oldest to win a major, takes care of business down in South Carolina, wins the PGA, his sixth major, his 45th tour victory. Obviously, a great story. Boy, it seems like a long time ago, doesn't it, boys? That first Rocket Mortgage Classic. Who's this Nate Lashley guy, and what is he doing winning the tournament by six strokes? But that's exactly what happened. A great story that first year out there at the Detroit Golf Club.
He's a great guy. He sat there and had beer with us after.
Yeah, I mean, it worked out perfect. Awesome.
Now, that's the stuff I'm waiting for, is where we wait for Nate to call in.
Yeah.
This is why I'll say to you guys again, I'm putting you on payroll. I need your commentary during some of these things.
All right.
So give me that story.
So, I mean, obviously it was a great story. And Nate, I think he went wire to wire that week. And, you know, it was a huge win for him. And it was emotional with his whole backstory. But it was neat. We were set up outside. Mike, you don't know, but we were outside the door here. And we had a nice little stage set up. And awesome. Nate came off the last green, and they had him set to talk to us like in 20 minutes. So he literally got the presentation award. He came inside, did whatever he did. Then he came right out, and our good friend Jeff Goble was quick to act. He went inside and grabbed a frosted cold mug of Michigan brewed. I can't remember what brewery it was, but it was close by. And the member here was generous enough, and we plugged it all for him. Boom, we had it in the thing, and we plotted on the table for him, and bam. Nice. And he came up, and he sat with us, and he talked to us for 25 minutes, and his eyes were like this. And he was like, "This is for me." And Jeff goes, "This is for you. You're the champion of the Rocket Mortgage Classic."
And it was pretty cool.
He was like, "All right, perfect. There. Boom, can I drink on TV or drink on the radio?" Absolutely. You're the champion.
He's just sitting there. And I'm like, how did we get this guy up here? How did we just get the champion from there to scorecard to our stage?
Well, Rocket Mortgage people.
Yeah,
Jason Langwell.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, Dave Garner walked by. He's waving. I'm like, oh, no, you're not leaving yet, Jay. No, get over here.
Yeah, he came up too.
Yeah.
That's great. Was
just, I mean, it was such a good start to it's going to be a great history here at Detroit Golf Club.
Yeah. It was good stuff.
That's the stuff that, you know, I got out there on Wednesday, and just the preparation, everything about it was just right. It really was. It was a great watch. And I'll tell you what, the one thing that jumped out to me, and I don't know if we've talked about this, boys, but the people that were working there were just awesome. I mean, honestly, everything about it, it was like you could tell we want to make the mark, and we want to make it now. And that entire week was just a beautiful week, and such a great story with Nate. I mean, my goodness gracious, you know, at one point in time on Monday, he wasn't sure he was going to be in the tournament, for goodness sake. I mean, just a great week all around.
That's right.
He was at the Monday qualifier, and then I actually said to him, I said, I'll see you out there Tuesday. Well, then we saw him here practicing afterwards. Because we came, I tried qualifying, whatever.
Yeah.
But he was here, and he was chipping and putting, and he was first alternate, and he got in Tuesday. I'm like, well, pretty cool. And then, whackety-whack, here he is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, gee whiz. I mean, good things happen to good people. It really does.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll hear from Nate. Nate is scheduled to be joining us here on Spin on Golf. While we have a moment, you guys, was that Eric Dortch that I saw in the background? What's the...
$5 bet gets you how much?
$1,250
on Phil Mickelson.
Yeah. So he came in to, I thought he was going to buy us a beer or something.
He came in here with his hands in his pocket. I was like,
it's in his pocket, but a really big smile.
Yeah, he was happy. And I'll tell you what, his wife works here in the golf shop. I'm like, he better be some nice dinners down the road. Anyway. I'm just saying.
$12.50 for a $5 bet. What's the odds on that? I can't do that math.
A lot.
What? 1 in 25.
Got to be more than that.
225,000.
Wow. Yes. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's kind of a window into the soul that he hasn't brought by a couple of beers. So I got to be honest with you. I mean, at the very least, a couple of beers are in order, right?
He just gave us the flyby. He just flew off. He's out of here.
Yeah, but you got to be careful there. You know, he controls the buttons back at the station. You got to be nice to him still, but.
Yeah,
you know, and he's kind of sending us text messages that he's, you know, they obviously do this on betting lines. I don't know this, that you could buy out early or take buyouts early, and I'm like, he better not buy out early.
When he was on 16 or 17.
Yeah, I'm like, this is why you gamble. Yeah. So you don't buy out early. It's a gamble. It's only $5. And everybody would look at it, well, I lost 800. I'm like, no, you didn't. You lost $5.
Exactly.
BC, I have a question for you about Kiowa. We didn't hear too much about the 7,800 yards.
No. DeChambeau, the first day. Okay. It was an east wind the first 3 days. DeChambeau hit driver wedge on number 7.
On 7?
He had 196 in on the par 5. Driver wedge.
Somebody said he hit a 9-iron, 235 yards one of the holes.
When he hit a wedge straight up in the air, and the flag was up front left the first day, or up front, and the ball hit on the green, and it checked. It's like you and I hit a 100-yard wedge. He hit a 196 in the air.
Jeez. So why do you think, I mean, for the average listener or average golfer out there, you can't compute 9-iron over 200 yards or a 190-yard wedge or – a 7,800-yard golf course. Why are these guys, and, you know, Ben, you said Ben was going to play well, and I kind of was like, you know what? He hits it high, he hits it far, drives it well. He does a lot of things good. Right. You're probably right. Like, it's good shots, and he has control of his ball. But why do you think that the 7,800 really didn't matter?
I mean, they're hitting it. You see the distances all week. I guarantee you three-quarters of the field – averaged over 300 this week, Mike.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, even the club pros, I mean, Alex Beach and Pollen, these guys hit it well over 300 every single time, and it
looked dry. It looked dry.
It was dry.
They mentioned that at the beginning of the week it was wet, you know, and then like yesterday it wasn't wet today. Sudden, like crispy.
It looked crispy today.
You're on sand, you know, and you got that, Bermuda just goes like this. Mm-hmm. You can almost turn a switch and it can get hot and heavy, but. I mean, you've seen it, how fast it can dry out.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm still, 7,800 is 7,800, and you are at zero sea level. There is no advantage there, Mike.
No, not
at
all.
It's brutal. Right. And, again, we're playing at a different time of the year, a little drier air maybe. The course dried up. Mm-hmm. The course firmed up with the greens and get away. We had it looked nice. It
20 really mile an hour wind most of the time I saw on the TV earlier that they were showing. And Phil, I mean, that shot we were talking about, what he hit, 366 off the tee?
Yeah, something like that.
That's good.
Yeah. He blew it by Usti a couple times yesterday. Is Usti short? I didn't think Usti was short.
Short what? Height?
Off the tee. Oh, I mean,
no. He's not Kapka.
But I mean, Phil hit it 48 yards by him a couple times yesterday.
Yeah, I get it. Phil's.
Phil's not small.
No, you know, Phil's not short, but you give somebody a lot of energy and you get them swinging good.
He's a lasher.
Phil's riding the wave, baby. And you know what?
He's a backup lasher.
Oh, yeah. And he did it yesterday. He had a couple of hooks on 12 and 13. And then he stood up on 15 and he hit this drive like 350 yards. I'm like, why didn't he do that on 12 and 13? Different shapes to the hole.
Looks, resets, and said, I'm not doing that again. I'm going to swing harder.
Yeah, I'm going to swing harder, right? Phil's that smart. Phil's that smart to think like that, to do this.
That's what Sean does. So Sean misses it left. He just swings harder.
Absolutely.
Right.
We'll overcompensate. Yeah, for sure. listen, I'm so glad that we have a chance to talk to this guy. A great story in golf today. A great story just a couple years ago at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Who can forget, you know, that you're always going to be the first, Nate Lashley. Nate Lashley kindly joining us here on Spin on Golf. Appreciate you taking the time. Nate, you know, before we get into what's going on with you, just amazing for the game of golf today. Amazing for sports, what went down with Phil. We'd be remiss if we didn't start there and ask for your thoughts.
Breaking.
Yep. We might have lost him.
Yeah, I think we're having some difficulties.
Oh, there he
is. Yeah, we got you. How are you, Nate? Nope. Got some technical difficulties. Maybe we'll try to touch base.
I'm just flew into Dallas.
All right, he's cutting in and out. Nate, you got us now? We can see him real well.
He's trying to get over.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. We got you. Nate, what were your thoughts on what transpired today down in South Carolina?
Well, I didn't get to watch the end of it. I just flew into Dallas for the for Colonial this week, and I'm having a little trouble getting out of the airport. We're currently sitting in a traffic jam. Not sure what's going on. So it's an interesting deal. It's the first trip with my family. I got my new baby on board, so you're going to hear her a little bit.
Aw.
So I was expecting to be out of here and at home already, but it's taking quite some time to get out of the airport.
I can understand that. Hey, take us back to a couple of years ago. I mean, great story today, no doubt about it. I mean, phenomenal story with you on at one point in time on Monday. You weren't going to play, and then you got in and you played some great golf and culminated in that victory. How often do you think about it, Nate?
I mean, obviously, Rocket Mortgage, I you know, it crosses my mind all the time. I mean, obviously, you.
All right, you know what? We're gonna let Nate try to navigate his way home. Nate, I want you to be safe. We keep cutting out and everything. I'm glad that we got a chance to talk to you for a minute. Look forward to seeing you again as well, because that was a great story, and congratulations on the baby. I think we've all been there before, fellas. Traffic jam, kids in the back seat, a little too much going on, and we can appreciate that. We will check in with Nate at some other time. How's that? We have a special guest coming up on the show, as a matter of fact, kind of a late addition. I'll tell you who it is when we come back. How's that for a cheesy radio teaser? Spin on Golf on a Sunday night right here on 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Spin on Golf Show, presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Now back to your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bolegian.
This has been a fun show, a hectic show, and it's about to get a little bit more hectic. It's not very often you can have a championship manager at PGA of America on the line, and of all places to be today, he was down there in South Carolina. Let's welcome him in and pray that his phone holds up, because I'm guessing there's some spotty service down there in Kiowa. But Todd Carey kindly joining us on the show. First of all, Todd, really appreciate the time. What a tremendous, tremendous scene. A great day, not just for golf, but for all of sports today.
Oh, yeah, it was you can't get any better than this, right? I mean, it's, you know, everybody on site here is just so giddy of actually coming and watching a live sporting event now. And then obviously Phil making history, becoming the oldest major championship winner. It can't get any better than this. And then obviously on the ocean course, which Brian can attest, it's not very easy.
No, this is great that Todd, you know, is the manager of championship division in our association. He does all our member tournaments. And obviously, Todd set up the back nine this week. He gave America. Kerry Haig gave him the back nine set up. And Todd's a Michigan guy.
Yeah.
Yep. Todd's up from up there in Gladwin. And he'll be back here pretty soon playing golf with us this summer, get out of that heat. But Todd, give us a little overview of what happened, you know, last few days, how the course evolved. And what do you think from a championship standpoint? How did you like it, dislike it?
Well, the great thing about this golf course, it's so wind dependent. And, you know, for the first well, since Monday when the players got in, it's kind of a northeast wind. And then the great thing happened. Our weatherman was called for a total switch of the wind for the weekend. But it didn't happen yesterday. So the players never got a chance to play the wind that they saw today, the south southwest wind. And it was a total opposite golf course. And you could see that, you know, turning right in from the sixth hole through the 13th hole, it was a little difficult because there's playing right into the teeth of the wind today. And then 14 through 18, the kind of the closing stretch, it was downwind, but still not easy to get it home. And you could see that from Phil when he bogeyed 13 and then came on 14 and had a little trouble there, but closed it in with that win. The golf course can't be any better. I mean, from Jeff Stone, the superintendent here, and his staff, they did an absolutely remarkable job. And he said that, you know, May is the perfect month to have this championship. And he certainly is right, because, you know, in May you get these winds, unlike August when it gets kind of sticky, obviously, and hot and a little wind, and certainly not as much as what we had this week. And so it was a perfect condition golf course for a perfect champion.
Todd, Jordan Young here, Michigan Section. And first of all, congrats on a great event, you, Kerry, and the whole crew there. And thanks for doing this. You don't have to hop on these calls, especially in this time on a Sunday, right when the ceremonies are going on. So thank you. Have you ever seen anything like this before, like with Phil and the craziness on 18 and the vibe and the hum that was going on there at the end?
Well, the only other time, obviously, was kind of my, you know, when I was first starting out working for the PGA Championship Department, obviously, when it was Tiger, you know, when he was making those runs. But certainly not to this was a special vibe, as you said. And, you know, again, with Phil, obviously Phil's a fan favorite, and rightfully so. And so, obviously, the mayhem. I was kind of following the last group, so kind of wow. getting me the playoff ready. So
yeah.
So it was kind of exciting. But the crowds were really lively. And again, it was good that they came out and supported everybody, not just Phil, obviously, but the whole 156 player field that we had. So
good to see a fellow Michigan guy be the lone club pro representing us, Todd. That was really cool. Benny's a good kid.
Yeah, Ben. You know, Ben played outstanding golf this weekend. You know, T-44, I believe he had, and it was. He and Brad Merrick was the two club pros that got into the weekend, and it was outstanding for Ben and you know, Ferris State University, which, you know, I graduated from Ferris back in the day, as I say, and it's obviously a great program that everybody knows about, not just in Michigan, but certainly nationwide with our great golf management program there.
Todd, can't thank you enough. I know it's been crazy hectic for you. Thank you for giving us a few minutes and certainly your perspective. Continued success to you, Todd Gary, Championship Manager at PGA of America, kindly joining us here on Spin on Golf. All the best, Todd.
Cool. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Great stuff. Hey, guys, before we get out of here, you know, I always like to ask you, what do you got going on this week? I always love to toss you that softball. So what do you have going on this week?
2 weeks in a row, Ontario. Punk of the week.
Oh. Hey, I started a new job.
Really?
Yep. I'm an assistant golf coach for a high school team.
No kidding. Where at?
For 2 days.
Oh, for 2 days.
Okay. Today and tomorrow with Woodhaven High School.
All right. Woodhaven Warriors. Go Warriors.
You got it, baby.
Throw that out there.
Yeah. Warriors. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Warriors, that was a nice job. Woodhaven Warriors.
He's a high school hockey guy. He knows.
Yes, absolutely. I better know that stuff. Are you kidding me?
Mr. Robinson down there a couple years ago lit it up.
Larry? Mike Figa.
Now, helping the kids, getting them through here. We got regionals coming up.
Yes. High school. Well, that's why I'm trying to help out a little bit.
Lots of stuff. Getting those kids ready to play and getting ready for the state.
Michigan Am qualifiers have been going on.
Yeah. Michigan Open qualifiers. Senior Open qualifier this week.
State Pro-Am around the corner?
State Pro-Am right around the corner, yep.
I'm taking
auditions.
BC,
what do you got?
I got U.S. Senior Open qualifier on Tuesday. Then Marcero and I are going to be
– Metro Park?
Yeah, we played the Metro Park the other day. Marcero and I, it was cool. Kensington's a cool golf course.
Yes.
Really cool par threes. I was impressed.
Oh, I saw some pictures. You guys were in the trees a few times.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible.
They got some nice trees there?
Yeah, they got a lot of trees.
Okay. All right. Good.
Fun show tonight, fellas. Thank you, really. And to the guys behind the scene, you know, whether it be Rieger or Jason Fistler or Eric Dorsch or Nick Roddy, thank you so much because a lot of things happening tonight. It was very active, and you guys kept it together. As always, fellas, let's do it again next week. I'm not sure we'll have the level of excitement that we had today, but we're going to do our best. For Mike Fay and BC and Jordan Young, my name is Sean Belegian. Thanking you for listening and checking us out here. It's Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Have a great night.